Days, or you can listen to FBI Click during the week as well and get your electronic music fix that way. And you can hear me on FBI Click, so you might be listening at 6 on a Monday. So I'm not going to give any call signs out here really, except just to say g'day. Tonight, this is Utility Fog for the next 2 hours. Tonight I have a very electronic music show for you. I have some really interesting sounds from around the world. I'm going to be doing a bit of a feature on Lumi Sokia later on, who are a band from Europe, a duo from Europe, who've just put out an amazing new album, and they've got a great catalogue of music an electronic and mostly kind of percussive bent, and both the members also do stuff separately in various other configurations. And there's a new album also from one of the members, Andrea Taegi maybe. So before we get to that, there is some new stuff from Venetian Snares, who was in some spot of financial trouble recently and reached out to his fans and got a really great reaction. And he's put something out in thank you to that, an album that was probably going to come out as an album at some point anyway, but he's put it up on his Bandcamp. So we'll be hearing something new from the breakcore monster known as Venetian Snares. And we have something new and sort of breakcore-ish and sort of just bizarre from the man who used to be known as Lee Bannon on the Ninja Tune label and other labels before that, and has renamed himself Dedekind Cut and has put out an EP on his Bandcamp of also some pretty crazy dark electronic sounds. But first up from Australia, I'm also going to do a little bit of a kind of feature thing on the music of Eugene Ward, who is otherwise known as both Drew Carey and Tuff Sherm, among probably other aliases. And earlier this year, he put out an album of amazing solo stuff, as in stuff under his own solo name, that is also quite electronic, but on a slightly different, less dance floor tip, even though it is in fact music for dance. So I'm going to get to that after I play one other new track from not Sydney but Melbourne, an artist who's got an album coming out soon, and there, or maybe it's an EP in fact, because his label Solitaire likes to sort of feature single tracks from their EP releases before getting the albums and EPs out. I keep saying album. So this is Azdafra Board, who has an EP coming out in a few weeks, and in the meantime I have one track called ALSP for you. It's kind of got a bit of a kind of UK garage feel in a way, sort of two-steppy feel. It sort of still fits with sort of contemporary electronica in a way, but it's definitely really interested in the sort of garage feel. I guess that there's a lot of newer artists who are kind of drawing connections, not so much between jungle and footwork, which has been done and done really well, but between the sort of, yeah, garage stuff from the early 2000s. And yeah, that's working really well, and it's working really well for this young Melbourne producer. So let's hear this new single. It's ALSP, or ALSP maybe, from an artist who goes by the name of Azdafra Board, and his Underpass EP is coming out soon. Then we're going to hear something from Eugene Ward from Sydney. And I better turn the sound on.
Take it. FBI 94.5.
So that is one track from a new cassette release from Eugene Ward called Paint en Pointe. And when I say new, it's actually a few months old now, but it took me a little while to kind of twig to it. It's an incredibly impressive release. It's out on a label called Where To Now Records, which I know as the label that put out one of the fantastic Ketev EPs, I guess they were called last year. Ketev being Yair Elazar Glotman, and as well as being an amazing double bass player, he's a electronic artist and sound artist as well. Eugene Ward has found himself on some really great labels internationally, and I guess getting some really great press in general, as I guess both Drew Carey and Tuff Sherm. Drew Carey, as we'll hear shortly, is his more kind of experimental broken beat hip-hop and footwork and things alias, and Tuff Sherm is more of the sort of house and techno stuff. And finally now, under his own name, he's getting some music out. So Paint on Point is a collection of music that he has written for performance works with a choreographer called Patrick Kuo. They've appeared in a little gallery in Chippendale called Spot 81. So even though this is not dance music in terms of, you know, electronic music. It is electronic. This is getting confusing, but you know what I mean. It's not really dance floor club music kind of stuff that, in a way, is where most of his music is situated, but it's still music for dance. It's just much more kind of art music stuff. You can read a whole lot about it at wheretonow.bandcamp.com. They have really, I think, to their credit, put a whole lot of liner notes up there on their site. The cassette itself is sold out. No, the vinyl record in this case it is. But you can still get it digitally, and it is magnificent. As you will hear, I'm going to play a couple more tracks from it soon. But I wanted to play you, I wanted to start with one of those new ones, new-ish ones. So they're kind of, in a way, the way they're named is sort of explaining the ensembles that they were recorded for, as well as the sort of I can't really explain the names as such, but this is duet number one in the Printed Matter series. So I'm pretty sure that there were a series of different sort of dance pieces that they were composed for. So Printed Matter appears in a few different forms, and that was a duet piece for that, let's say. We're going to hear a few more of those, but I want to take you back to when we first heard Eugene come on the scene as Drew Carey, and FBI was right behind it instantly, it kind of didn't take very long for labels to take it up, but he put out this little single in 2011 called Whack Reeboks. And on the flip side was Larry Blips that turned up elsewhere later. But I really like Whack Reeboks. It is a kind of insane piece of accelerated hip-hop samples and things. So that's where we're going to start. And then we're going to hear something from the kind of darker, deeper EP from later that year called Tussin Underwater. And then after that, we're going to hear a little bit from his, as I said, more house kind of club alias Tuff Sherm. So a bit from Eugene Ward now, starting with Drew Carey and Whack Reeboks. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, we have some kind of minimalist stuff from Dro Carey there, from an EP called the Western Zone EP that he put out on his own Bandcamp. In fact, some of this older stuff from Dro Carey was originally just released as downloads from his Tumblr back in the day, but now it is available from his Bandcamp, drocarey.bandcamp. No, it's Drocar, D-R-O-C-A-R, bandcamp.com. That was from the Western Zone EP. Before it, we had something from Tuff Sherm, released on the Trilogy Tapes, called Hide Lied, and that's a little bit more in the, kind of club-oriented zone with Tuff Sherm, even though I guess a track like Bingo Wings that we just heard from Dro Carey is also in the kind of house techno element, but it's got a bit of a different, more experimental feel to it, I guess. There's obviously a bit of that kind of underwater feeling of Andy Stott there. And before it, we had something from an underwater EP. Tussin Underwater was released by Dro Carey in 2011. We had something from there. I've got one more track from him from 2 years ago. Last year, Eugene Ward put out a bunch of stuff in various collaborative forms from Tuff Sherm. Not as much of the Dro Carey stuff, but he has been very busy. He also makes comics. He does video and animation work. You can find out a lot more about him at blog form, at least at eugeneward.com.au. About more than just his musical projects, that is. I've been really very impressed by everything that he's done as Dro Carey in particular, but this new, it's a whole album, Paint en Pointe, from his own, like an alias as himself, is pretty wonderful. And we're going to hear another track from that called Somnium. It's a group dance work. And then we're going to hear one that was not on the vinyl but is a digital bonus track as well. So a couple more tracks from the Eugene Ward release. But first up, from Vital Trails, this is a kind of slightly more broken beat track called Grill Mage. Bit of kind of bass music for you.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, two very bizarre tracks there from Dedekind Cut, who might seem like a new artist, but is actually the latest moniker of Lee Bannon, an artist who put out a few releases on the Ninja Tune label and before that was known mainly as a hip-hop and R&B producer for people like Joey Badass. But pretty much as soon as he appeared... as Lee Bannon, at least, putting out a couple of albums on real labels, he kind of started verging towards this sort of jungle drum and bass and other experimental electronic forms for the kind of full-length releases. And then there was a track that he put out, maybe it was just a download, that kind of moved from acid techno into junglist forms. So he's kind of a restless soul, and it's always kind of exciting to hear something new from him and see what he's going to be doing next. He decided not to be Lee Bannon after a while, and his real name is Fred Welton, I think, but he became Not Be, and then this latest one is as Dedekind Cut, and so I'm not sure if that's going to be the sort of stable name for Lee Bannon for a while now. That would be cool, because people might look up the Dedekind Cut and find out a little bit about the real numbers and some kind of esoteric pure mathematics, which takes me back many years to when I was studying at uni. But anyway, you can look that up and find out the weird and wonderful techniques that the mathematician Dedekind was using many years ago, and maybe you can try and imagine why Lee Bannon decided to make this very technical music named after that. We heard Neck, NECQ, and before it a track called Thought Enhancer, which is the name of this EP, and you can get it from leebannon.bandcamp.com for a few bucks. Actually, I'm not sure what he's charging. He is charging $5.50 US. It was very briefly a free release when it first appeared on Bandcamp, but then it gained some dollars. Definitely grab that if you're interested in experimental electronic music. And before it, we had some really fantastic experimental electronics from Sydney, from Eugene Ward. The track was Paper, and it was a duet work that we heard before the Dedekind track, Dedekind cut tracks, that is. And before that, another one called Somnium, a group dance work. You can get all of that on wheretonow.bandcamp.com. Now, another Bandcamp phenomenon of sorts was the resurgence of Venetian snares the last couple of weeks. I remember that last week I was doing a big special on the kind of main label that has supported Venetian snares for many years now, Planet Mu, and I played a little bit of new stuff from him, and I mentioned that he put out a call out on social media a week and a bit ago, saying that he was having some sudden, very serious financial difficulties, and was asking his fans if they could support him by going and buying his music from his Bandcamp. So at the time, he had a few old out-of-print EPs and singles up there, but in the last week, he has put up a number of other older albums. So if you don't have the albums that he put out on... let me see, the Hymen label, there are a couple of CDs that came out on that label, and a single as well. And indeed, if you don't have singles like Badminton and Moonglow and Infolepsy, which were all amazing releases from his past, then you can still go and grab them from VenetianSnares.bandcamp.com. But I guess the news that came out this week, that you probably already know if you are a fan, is that... Firstly, that was incredibly successful, and although he's certainly not out of deep water in terms of the financial difficulties, he was still extremely grateful to everyone for supporting him, and he's released a whole new album called Thank You for Your Consideration. Now, I'm not sure whether that was going to come out as an album. In fact, if you download it from his Bandcamp, then you get a bonus file which has it's basically just an image which has an alternate track listing, which is named, let me see, it says alternate Mike Paradinas track order, which suggests that he may at least have been talking to Mike Paradinas at Planet Mu about releasing it, but he has put it out himself, and so all of the money goes straight to him. So very well worth your while, and I'm going to play a track from that, and also I'm going to play a track from an EP that he did release recently via Planet Mu called Your Face, which I hadn't got around to playing yet. So, two tracks from Venetian Snares now, both of them in a kind of drum and bass slash breakcore vein, as is his wont. And then after that, we're going to have a long and involved special on the amazing duo Lumi Sokia. So I'll play you lots of their stuff and talk a little bit about that. But first up, this is Red Orange 2 from Your Face from Venetian Snares.
Thank you. FBI presents. Bringing some of the most innovative and exciting sounds from across the globe to Sydney Uni's Manning House, Outside In is almost here.
Catch Big Crit, Stormzy, Bilal and Devin the Dude.
Plus Loafer and Chunky, Pender Street Steppers, Cosmos Midnight and Andreas.
Alongside Total Giovanni, Cassius Select, UV Boy, Kuchka and Charles Murdoch.
Saturday, September 26th at Manning House. Tickets are on sale now through OutsideInFestival.com, sponsoring FBI. To win tickets, click on the events tab at FBIRadio.com.
What's an FBI this week? Sydney via Zambia, MC Sampa the Great teams up with newcomer Godriguez on a red hot, jazzed out mixtape. Tiny little houses refine their brand of dejected, lo-fi folk with Soon We Won't Exist. And catch Melbourne producer Planetay's subdued percussive take on house, Altair, together with new music from Shining Bird, Palms and Little May, all here on FBI Radio.
the latest release from the Belgian/Italian duo Lumisocchia. It's called Nemosign, and it comes out on the label run by Luke Younger, a.k.a. Helm. His label is called Alter, and this is the latest release on the label. It's really just come out this last week or so on vinyl and digital. Simultaneously, just about with it, one half of Lumisocchia, Andrea Teggi, has released a, I guess, vinyl release as well. I guess it's a kind of EP or mini album called Mama Matrix Most Mysterious, and it's come out on the Type label, a legendary experimental label from the UK. Andrea Teggi has also released music as Gondwana quite recently on the Opal Tapes label, who have also put out stuff from Lumisocchia, as we'll hear this evening. They have appeared on various pretty kind of cool up-to-the-minute labels, and it's kind of interesting, as I was starting to write up their part of tonight's show, trying to kind of pigeonhole them is a little bit difficult. I guess the artists like the Hacks and Cloak come to mind, and in fact one of the members of Lumisocchia, like the Hacks and Cloak, is a cellist as well as electronic sound artist, so kind of drawing comparisons with them is interesting. And maybe also an artist who I've been obsessing with lately, Elazar Glottman, who also does, in fact, has also released music on Opal Tapes, and he's not a cellist but a double bassist. So we don't hear necessarily a lot of kind of acoustic instruments in their music. We do hear some of those sort of strings in a very, very dark, cavernous fashion occasionally, and we hear a fair lot of percussion, but there's also a lot of electronics, and Teji's latest release is all about modular synthesizers and is really, really interesting stuff as well. But I'm going to get to that a bit later because I want to go back and play you some of the earlier stuff from Lumisocchia. Going back to 2011, their first release was Automatons, as far as I can find anyway, released in 2011 on Believe Digital. A lot of this earlier stuff can be found at lumisocchia.bandcamp.com. Pretty much everything from their earlier stuff, but the latest one you can get from Alter, the label itself, and also, of course, from places like Bleep and Boomcat and so on. The other half of Lumisocchia is Conrad Ecker, who is the cellist and sound designer. He's done some really amazing solo stuff, a couple of albums, one of them on the 12K label. And he is also half of another Belgian duo called Stray Dogs. I'm going to play you one really amazing dark electronic track from that duo as well, just as a sort of a little sidebar, I guess. Both of these artists are incredibly accomplished and doing stuff separately as well, but it's really a welcome new release from them, because they were, I think, reasonably prolific in the last couple of years, and there hasn't been anything new from them as a duo this year yet. So the track that we just heard was from Nemosign. It was called Prowl. And now we're going to go back to 2011 and the track called Second from Automatons. That is one of the other side projects of this fellow, the cellist in Lumisokia, Konrad Ecker. When I say the cellist, his cello playing doesn't appear that much in any of his acts. This is beautiful stuff from Konrad Ecker from Ill Fares the Land, an album that came out last year from him on Digitalis Industries. He put out an album on Digitalis and then one more recently on the 12K label. He's one half of Lumisokia, and he also plays in Stray Dogs, who we heard before that with a track called Minimal. And we heard Lumisokia with two tracks from a couple of releases on Eat Concrete, that is, a Dutch label that has seemingly kind of disappeared in the last year or so. So we're going to hear this wonderful track from Konrad Ecker called One Eye, and then we're going to hear from his partner in Lumisokia, Andrea Teggi, who is from Italy, and we're going to hear a track from his album on Gondwana called Alm that came, sorry, his album As Gondwana that came out on Opal Tapes earlier this year. And then we're going to hear something from his very recent album on Type, Mama Matrix Most Mysterious, that came out very recently in the last week or so. The Type release from Andrea Teggi is exploring rhythmic kind of minimalist sounds from a couple of different modular synths, the Buchler and the Surge Modular, both very famous classic modular synths. I'm not going to have time to play any more Lumisokia tonight, but I've played you a good cross-section of their fantastic sort of industrial techno slash concrete slash, electroacoustic music. Everything they've done and their various side projects are fantastic. So let's listen to the rest of this solo work from Konrad Ecker. You can find the playlist up online at FBI's site and on my own site, where I go into a bit more detail. And from there, you can explore all of the music of this duo and their various different collaborations and configurations. So let's enjoy the rest of this. There is a bit of, I think, kind of mysterious cello sound in here, among other things. If you're a fan of the Hacks and Cloak, then you should love this material. I'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with these last few tracks from the Lumisokia people and then hand it over to Jordan Sexty.
Utility Folk.
Thank you.
song is called I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad. Thank you.
Damage with Jordan Sexty on FBI.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think.